Montgomery, back many years ago, had a Tottle House.
A what?
Tottle House.
Tottle House. That was really good. And they also had Waltz. That was really good.
Yeah. Well, that's not a chain. That's on Norman Bridge Road. Yeah.
Waltz. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so many houses.
But Tottle House was a chain, I believe, and it was where the Domino's Pizza is, or Focarelli's was next to AutoZone near Forest Hills.
Hmm. Okay. I didn't remember Tottle for some reason.
And the Huddle House in Wetumpka is one of the last places that you can eat there and smoke, which is why I don't eat there.
Holy cow, look at the time.
Okay, guys, thank you.
No, I just realized we were kind of killing time.
It's 8 o'clock.
I will say, it's Waffle House in Prattville, the one right there at the interstate, was the last place I can remember seeing a cigarette machine dispenser or a cigarette.
When you were young?
That's amazing.
Like an adult.
It's the last I remember.
Take it from me, Mr. Fourth Quarter. closing in on overtime. I remember when cigarette machines used to give you change from a dollar.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's how freaking old I am. Make it overtime.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
People trust the 2019 Subaru Outback for off-road adventure because it's so capable and durable. That's also what makes it such a smart investment. The Outback was named Best Resale Value in its class for 2019 by Kelley Blue Book. So come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and get financing as low as 0% for 36 months or 0.9 for up to 72 months on a 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to 2019 model year. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated.
Star is born. On March 25th, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Elton John.
Oh, I see the head, and the sunglasses, and the feather boa.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations, it's a tiny dancer.
Elton John, A Star is Born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's Mueller time at 8.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says it's a shame the country and he had to go through this. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report finds no one in the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its efforts to influence the 2016 election.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever.
The Mueller report does not conclude either way whether the president committed criminal obstruction of justice, but Attorney General William Barr's summary finds there's not enough evidence to say he did. That's all we have is Barr's summary, and Democrats like New York Congressman Jerry Nadler want more.
We will demand the release of the full report. The American people are entitled to a full accounting of the president's misconduct referenced by the special counsel.
He chairs the House Judiciary Committee and says he'll call the Attorney General to testify about the report and the evidence in it. This is Fox News.
Well, it's another Monday. Your reaction, Greg Budell?
That's nothing but pure and simple old-fashioned communism.
Jay Scott?
how were you affected when you heard it was Monday?
I dropped my hot pocket.
Emily Hayes, is Monday any way to spend a seventh of your life?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, it's Monday.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
Oh, you don't care. And Rich Thomas, sorry to tell you this, buddy, but it's Monday again.
He's coming right at us!
So I guess there's nothing we can do but hunker down.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
And stand by for three men and a lady.
And a dog. Getting Bailey out of the mix here at 7 after 8 coming up. We're going to play. And it's all about Waffle Day. Oh, I'm excited too.
Yay, fun.
First, though, let's get the forecast.
Rain's coming. Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033.
Much of this day will be quiet, but we do have a severe weather threat, especially later on this afternoon into the evening hours tonight. Some storms may reach supercell status, and some of the storms could become severe with the threat of damaging winds and maybe some large hail in a few of those thunderstorms. Check out my morning video this morning. You'll get a much better idea on how this may unfold. And get our weather app on your phone if you don't already have it. Today's high around 77. Tonight, slow down to around 53. The threat of storms ending by late tonight. Then tomorrow, a cooler day with highs only in the 60s. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere, especially tomorrow afternoon. Low tomorrow night will be in the 40s, and then Wednesday's high only in the upper 60s. I think the chilliest morning will be Thursday morning. We'll be around 41, 42 on Thursday morning. Back into the low 70s Thursday afternoon and warmer Friday. More storms over the weekend, especially by, let's say, Saturday night. Right now, this morning, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, and depending on where you live. Calm winds now, 94% relative humidity. The temperature is 55 at 8:08.
All right, let's head down to the traffic dungeon.
We are rolling on into the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we do finally see that backup on I-65 southbound around the downtown area. It's not a real big one today, but look out as you approach the downtown area. You're probably going to slow down quite a bit. The rest of the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems on 85, and if you are on the 31s, there's no trouble for you either. The boulevard's rather busy this morning, but it's only stop and go at the traffic lights. We don't have any major delays for you. Let's be careful and get on into work carefully this morning. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, who's ready to play
Truth or Baloney?
The topic is International Waffle Day.
Hooray!
So we will read you a statement about waffles. And all you have to do is tell us what's truth, what's baloney, get two out of three out of get them all wrong and win. Our number is 272-9228. Now, if we should fail to see the phone ring.
Presenting two contemporary artists.
Yes.
One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
And we just need one contestant. But I've got till 9 o'clock to play this. Just
the other, the undisputed heavyweight champ of blue-eyed soul, Michael Bolton.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
272-9228.
I had to come and
that didn't take long.
Straight from you, you.
Make sure it's a contestant before I stop playing this.
I said you were leaving. Someone swept your heart away.
Oh, no.
Look upon your face, I see it's true.
Jay has confirmed
all about the plans you
contestant status.
This is so good, though.
But it works. It works. It is 8:11, and Don is on the phone.
How y'all doing today?
Hey, well, we're good, Don. How are you?
Better now that that stopped.
I'm excellent.
Let's see how you know your waffles. Are you familiar with the game?
Stopped. It hadn't stopped on my radio. It was still going because of the delay.
Gotcha, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll read you a statement about something connected to waffles. You tell me whether it's true the baloney, get two out of three correct or get them all wrong, and you'll win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card where they don't have waffles.
But they could if they wanted to.
He wanted to, he could. All right, statement one. International, by the way, we have three lifelines here with Jay, Emily, and Rich. And since Rich likes to take other men's wives to Waffle House, you might want to lean on him a little bit. International Waffle Day was first celebrated in Holland, the birthplace of the waffle. Again, International Waffle Day was first celebrated in Holland, the birthplace of the waffle. Truth or baloney?
I need a lifeline, Emily.
All right, there you go, Emily.
I feel like...
Well, you're in Dutch now.
I feel like it's baloney, but I'm just going with my gut on this one.
Well, it sounds like baloney to me, too.
Guess what?
Winning.
It is baloney.
Sounds like an American thing now, to do, to make an international day for a waffle.
If you think one step beyond... Mm-hmm. When, you know, when you're talking about foreign countries,
mm-hmm.
What's the kind of waffle that you can order at a waffle place that has the name of another country?
Belgian
waffle.
Well, that's where it was invented.
Oh.
Belgian.
It's a Belgian thing.
Belgian.
See how educational this is? They get credit for inventing them anyway. A similar waffle-like dish existed in ancient Greece. Now they just cook it in Greece. International Waffle Day was started in Sweden. Husker du. All right, you're halfway to glory there, Don R. Statement two. You can get chicken and waffles at Kentucky Fried Chicken now. Again, you can get chicken and waffles at Kentucky Fried Chicken now. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Oh, no.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
They just started that.
Yeah, Don, you didn't hear the news. They just brought them back Saturday of this past weekend.
Yeah, they did a limited edition run.
Oh, I should have got a last line on that.
I mean, I can see why McDonald's doesn't sell Shamrock Shakes all year.
I'm not even going to think about the next one. I'm going to get a last line.
Why don't they make the damn Super Mac a regular menu thing, you know?
Super Mac?
The Grand Max.
Grand Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do they just tease us with that? I want it. I want another
menu. I mean, they do that with me and the McRib, so.
All right. Now, that means you got to get this one right.
Pork prices.
Don. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. Don.
Yeah, he's there.
I'm
all right,
here.
I'm going to read you a statement. This has got to be true. You got to have the. Jeez, why don't I just give you the answer? You got to get this one right. Shut up. Both of you, shut up. I have Winkle's nodule.
I'm not. No. No. You just put some kind of salve on it. You're fine.
I don't know if you heard the clue he just gave you for free, but.
Here's your statement. Waffle House has been around longer than IHOP. Truth or baloney?
Were you listening to his.
I didn't hear his clue on that one.
He gave it away.
But you know what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Last line, Emily.
It's true. True. Girl, you know it's true. True.
Okay, it's true. Yeah.
Winning.
True.
Yeah.
You did it. What did I say?
Said you got to get this one true.
You got to get this one true.
Yeah. IHOP opened in 1958. Waffle House opened in 55. So
bless them.
They've been around 3 years. All right, let's go to the next.
I love it when I do the truth of baloney because you guys are, you got a time schedule and you don't have time for another contestant, so you just give it to me.
Well, it's really a game designed to play for one person.
Yeah.
But if we get a couple, then I can...
Sometimes we can do that.
Yeah, I can extend the game.
Right.
But if I lost, you would have to call... Somebody else has to call in, right?
We'd just play that music again.
Yeah. Trust me. All right, the word waffle is Belgian for good cake. Again, the word waffle is Belgian for good cake. Truth or baloney?
Good cake. I would say yes.
Actually, that's baloney.
I was going to say baloney.
Really?
It's Dutch, and its root word means honeycomb. Now, what's the interesting feature on a waffle? It's
syrup traps.
Is that what it is?
I call them that.
You call them syrup traps. I have it. I'm not OCD or anything like that, but I just have a problem when too much butter gets into a square, and I have to.
Oh no, 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 no!
With the knife.
That's what. What's what? I want the butter, and it's butter with butter.
It's always better.
I don't Paula Deen the waffle.
I don't like. Oh, I don't like pancakes. That are like kitchen sponges that suck the syrup and butter into the
They're all soaked.
And they're dry. Even though you've smothered it in butter and syrup, by the time you take the first piece, it's like, where'd it go?
I think that is a chef error.
It's that thing Homer Simpson did where he took the stick of butter and he just wrapped a waffle around it and then ate it.
That's the way. do you like? You guys like buttermilk pancakes?
Yeah. Could, are we American?
I can bring you a stack of those some morning with bacon.
I mean, yeah.
You can leave me out.
You're going to have to roll us down the stairs like Violet and Willy. I need to watch Willy Wonka. I keep making.
Here's your final statement. The first Waffle House was turned into a Chinese restaurant. Again, the first Waffle House was turned into a Chinese restaurant. True or baloney?
Could have been.
Baloney.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
The original Waffle House opened outside Atlanta in 1955, but closed down. After that, it was a Chinese restaurant and then a tire store.
Jeez.
But then I thought it was a museum.
Well,
man. They bought it back.
Yeah, they bought it back,
and now it's a museum. That was in 2008.
Well, it's okay.
Well, you won.
You already won.
You're a winner, so stand by.
Yes.
You Uncle get to Jay. Talk to Jay.
We'll
How
talk
exciting.
To you.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, before we go into a local news, we have... we're going to play Donica Knight's War Eagle.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Don, what's your last name?
Look, we got to be right on this. They're in the finals.
I'm not.
The 16, Sweet 16.
I'm not being funny about it.
Okay. But I thought I would make you smile by bringing back our Menthol Meredith segment from today.
I do like Menthol Meredith.
Who talks about the weirdest person running in either party for the presidential nomination, Beto O'Rourke.
Since I got arrested at the family reunion, I try to stay out of politics. But I have got to say, I would sup that Beto O'Rourke fellow up with a biscuit. Now, I ain't saying I'm voting for him, and I ain't saying I'm not. But I am saying he looks like a big old 6'4" thoroughbred greyhound, and he could race on my track any old day. Now, before you get your panties in the wad and start yelling at me about politics, let me tell you something. I don't even pay attention to it no more. Nope. I realized I'm a lot happier when the only thing I read is the TV guide. So, if you need to know what time and channel Cops is on, I'm your woman. But if you want to talk NATO, you're going to need to call someone that cares, because this chick's had enough. Hell, the only thing I've voted on in the past 15 years is American Idol, and I still feel raw about Clay Aiken. He was so robbed. Please, make American Idol great again.
Time for news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The president of the Southern Poverty Law Center is stepping down. Richard Cohen announced his resignation in an email to his staff on Friday. He is the latest high-profile departure for the group. Earlier this month, the organization fired founder and prominent civil rights attorney Morris Dees for unspecified reasons. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left two men injured. This happened in the 4600 block of Mobile Highway. Police say both men have life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. And several local churches came together to raise money for Lee County tornado victims. The Hand in Hand benefit concert was held at Resurrection Catholic Church. All of the proceeds go to the East Alabama Medical Center Foundation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Satan. We stand up here, salute you for that Auburn thing, thing that you do. It's great. Have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumor's lemonade. Down in the South, man, got it made in the shade. Don't y'all wanna party? Play a little ball. Watch a big tiger eat. Watch a big tiger walk.
Did it.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Seminoles, Volunteers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolverines, would you believe what the Duck Organ's in as a 12 seed? The Sweet 16.
Time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Hi, I'm your stupid news anchor.
Greg Boodle.
That's kind of, what do they call that, a dangling participle?
Mm-hmm.
Our top story in stupid news, why so many crime stories come from Florida. We tried the Florida man thing last week, and it will bring, in fact, oh my goodness, later today, this afternoon, I went to Instapundit and found some of the craziest headlines that they've collected from real authentic mm-hmm. newspapers. We're going to do some of that this afternoon. But in this particular story, the whole Florida man exists because Florida is really responsible for more stupid crimes than any of the other 57 states. Number one, it's easy to get details on crime stories in Florida. The laws are set up so almost everything is public record. So reporters have quick and easy access to arrest records in Florida, which isn't the case in a lot of other states. That's the main reason so many of these stories seem to come from there. Florida's got a lot of people. Gosh, when I first moved there, they said this is where they tip the country and the nuts come to the South. Which I guess kind of was true in my case in those days. It's the third most populated state in America behind California and Texas. So they've got a lot going on, and it covers a lot of demographics. And part of it, too, is it's crowded. So when people are literally living on top of each other in big chunks of the state because there's no more room to build. There's only a few places in the center of the state that are in development. You're going to have crazy behavior. Number three, Florida stories are far more likely to go viral because more websites will pick them up because the Florida man joke exists now. And if the same story happened in Idaho, it might not make national news. Some people also claim there's more craziness in Florida because of all the transplants who move from other states. What did I just say?
Yeah.
They tip the country, the nuts come down here.
That's true.
The basic, very loose theory is people who move tend to be more impulsive, which leads to bad choices. And, of course, the other theory, which really wasn't true in my case, people go there to get away from something bad or a losing life somewhere else. That wasn't
or snow.
I just went there because there was a station that was ready to let me do my morning thing. That lasted 2 whole months. And I was almost killed by a frog on my first night there. So. All right. We now know the age. This is exciting, so I should probably preface this with our bulletin.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up. We now know the age when you officially turn into your parents.
Oh.
Oh, this is frightening.
It should be, in your case, the average woman is 33.
Hey.
For the average man, it's 34.
Shoot!
This is actually the result of a study. The researchers found the average woman starts turning into her mother at 33, the man turning into his father at 34. What does all this mean? For women, the biggest signs are they start acting more maternal, taking up hobbies like knitting, using cliches and expressions their mother used.
What, have you broken out the needles yet?
And even
knitting needles, I mean.
Even starting to resemble them physically. For men, the biggest signs are they start balding and gaining weight, turning off lights in empty rooms.
Oh, God, yes.
Making sure the thermostat is on.
I don't work for the electric company.
What is this thing made out of?
Are you trying to cool the whole neighborhood? Shut the door.
Dressing more conservatively and taking on their father's political opinions.
Sweater.
Dressing more conservatively. Yeah. Meanwhile, my husband was out last night in a shirt that says Cat Dad with a cat flipping everybody off.
Yeah, your dad wore that, huh?
What? No.
Well, tomorrow we'll follow up with a story about what age a man is before he starts turning into his daughter. 51% of young people are single. That's the highest percentage ever. Now, you would think in an era of social media where communication can be so quick, we used to pass notes. We used to wait.
We did. But communication today with the young people is...
Sound like your mother.
I know. It's a different kind of communication where, like, we can sit there and have conversations. Well, like, their conversation... Sup.
I remember people that used to, like, our families would be out on the patio and talk for hours and about with relatives and old stories. And now people are looking at their phones and texting. And
I was talking about this weekend.
Hold
about
on,
how
I got to reply to somebody. I mean,
that's cool.
Text.
Go ahead. I was talking to somebody about how the generation that you hear your parents talk about, mm-hmm. your grandparents. Oh, we met during the war, or we met mutual friends, or we met at a bar or something
a
like that.
A cocktail party, yeah. Or
pretty
after
soon,
church on a Sunday.
Your grandparents and parents are all going to be saying, "We met on an app.
Yeah,
we met in a dating app.
Yeah.
You know, look, I'm a big fan of online dating, even though a lot of it is lies and old pictures that they right. people no longer look like. And
you
stuff.
Just have to know your angles.
It's fun, especially if you're feeling alone or whatever. You can join one of these sites and browse and reach out and have a conversation.
Browse.
Farmers only.
Relationships shouldn't be like looking at cars.
Look, they have specific sites for stuff like that now. Farmers only. Morning hosts only.
I just have a problem with an algorithm selecting somebody you should meet because of a formula.
Yeah, and I don't like the like Greg said about browsing or whatever. You're not looking at car specs, you know.
Well,
you're looking to build a relationship with someone.
You read the column I wrote called Silver Swingles, right? And it's for Boom.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a site for people 50 and older. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that I think we do. The older you get, the more you kind of like to be with people that have shared experiences with you.
Well, of course.
So, but I'm looking at the ad for this Silver Singles thing. And there's a very fetching young woman in the lower right-hand corner telling us how great. And then above her face, it says paid actor. And I'm thinking, what kind of a dog pound have you got going on here that you can't find one customer?
Couldn't you, why is that an actor? And
that's like, dog pounds.
It's like for the cream that makes the bags under your eyes go.
Yes.
It says under the paid actor. Oh, okay. All right. So you had to actually go find an actor.
Yeah.
Are you talking about that TV commercial with the blonde that looks like a hoe? I mean, she does. She kind of looks like, no, she
it's,
looks
it's
like
for
she's...
for the bags under your eyes cream.
She's sitting there. It's kind of like a
it's
panel.
Within 5 minutes? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she looks like she's... And the worst part of that is they find people with these disgusting, I mean, really unsightly. It's like shopping bags under their eyes. And they don't look any better in the after pictures than they do the before pictures.
Or wait a minute. How about the injury lawyers where they say, I just got $20,000 a check for, and it says on their paid actor.
Yeah.
In other words, the person that got the $20,000 check didn't want to do the spot?
Or didn't want their family to know that they had that much.
What? Why is there a paid actor there?
Yeah.
And I bet he didn't get $20,000.
Well, plus, I have an issue with it sounding like I was just on a game show and I won $570,000.
Yeah, there's a...
And you, by the way, if you just, if you're on a personal injury spot and you're announcing that you just got $575,000,
yeah,
don't you think you should look a little disfigured or something?
Disfigured. No, I know what you mean.
I mean, what would you get ahead?
Right.
Yeah. Should make it look like something happened.
You got somebody jumping.
These people look like they just came from the club. Where they're spending all their personal injury money.
That's true. It's like, wow. I was in this horrible accident, but I just got $575,000.
It's like the people in the medicine commercials, in the prescription commercials, when they have like super horrible diseases or STDs, and they're camping and having and hiking.
Oh, you just...
They're going to the museum, and they're having the best life ever.
Emily is giving you my May magazine
and
column.
It's always a sunny day.
Yeah, life is great, except for this outbreak of something.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this is true. Mm-hmm. My May magazine column is called Funny Farm, PHARM, mm-hmm, because of the way... I mean, these are people that have... They're all taking medicines that have side effects, including occasional death. Fatal... Yeah, you know, and they're always in a park.
Yeah,
they're always
sunny, and there's happy things happening.
Happy things happening everywhere. Even the lady that's taking, she's got OAB, overactive bladder, and there she is walking in the park with her little purple bladder, going to the hot dog stand.
Her little purple bladder, and it pulls them. It's like, hey, we gotta go do this right now.
And check this out, Rich. This has got to. I would think this would bug you. There's a commercial where they're using the 70s group, Ozempic.
Pilot, yeah.
They've been doing that forever where they rewrite songs.
And the other one, ABC from the Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah?
1, 2, 3, it's Trilogy. Yeah. Now, see, I remember these medicines, right, but I've been studying this to write this thing.
Then they're the blatant, like, we just rewrote it, like the Kids Bop versions of, there's one that uses Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way, but they don't do the song, obviously.
Right.
They just do the
mimic,
instrumental,
they,
and then
they mimic the
then
song.
They'll say Go Your Own Way, like, twice, but there's no lyrical content beyond that.
Oh,
I guess that keeps them safe.
JD.
Hey, good morning. Y'all struck back some memories. I'm going to tell you what. I had a bad motorcycle wreck back in 2015.
Right.
Nobody would represent me because it was not an easy case to win.
No.
But as I'm calling these numbers, I'm watching commercials. Alexander Chanon, there's a guy doing cartwheels flipping across the screen. Right. And he's like, I just got $2 million. I'm like, yeah, man, you know, that's $2 million. That's pretty good, and you're still doing cartwheels, hey. I mean, y'all hit the nail on the absolute head right there with all these commercials.
What happened to them? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What happened that you got $2 million and I almost got my arm ripped off and you can't even represent me? So, but, yeah, this is, y'all are hitting the nail on the head. y'all are bringing back a ton of flashbacks and memories from these TV commercials. I just want to say spot on. Great job, guys.
Thanks. And I will. You're going to love that May column because I started making notes and emailing them to myself. So I have a whole list, Mirbetric, Ozempic, all these different things. And you are so right. Everybody's happy, even though they just had a brush with death.
But all the disclaimers at the end, and you have to say them in a lower voice really fast.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes fatal reactions.
Walking along the beach, and it's hemorrhoid cream. Just saying.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey.
Woo, yeah. Bless it.
Well, I've got two things. One, tickets me is all the ED commercials. They have all these old men with these hot young chicks.
Yeah.
You know, they look about 25, 30 years younger than the guy that's, you know, having the problem.
Yep.
And but then the other thing is the old joke about the parents asked the children what they wanted for Christmas, and the little boy said he wanted a box of Tampax. And my mother said, well, why do you want that? He says, well, you can ride horses, go swimming, go skiing. And do this.
That's funny.
It's a magical time for a young boy.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Sam. When there is an occasion, and boy, there really is no time of the year when there isn't one, whether it's one that's marked by the calendar, like Valentine's Day or Christmas, there's also birthdays, anniversaries, and other occasions you'll want to celebrate. Mother's Day comes to mind as one in the immediate future. To give your mom something that'll really be special, that will make her realize how much you appreciate how unique she is, and maybe celebrate some part of her personality that's always been a commonality between the two of you. Go to Brian Jewelry in Prattville and have them get started on either finding, modifying, or creating from scratch the item you're interested in. It's a perfect place to go for any occasion, especially if you're shopping for somebody who's a fan of one of the greatest rivalries in all the sports. They have two beautiful showcases, one for Auburn, one for Alabama, with great gift ideas. There's no way you can look in there and not find something that's just right for someone you know. And, of course, watches and so much more. But to put your personal touch on it, to put your signature on the gift, visit Brian Jewelry in Prattville. They've been doing this for 63 years, over three generations of experience in every effort. You can help. They can help you get financing if you need to do that. I was able to get 0%, as a matter of fact, at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. And now in their beautiful freestanding building, 1778 East Main. But visit them online at brianjewelry.com. Join the club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at the traffic around the river region this Monday morning. If you're just now getting out to travel, you picked a good time because everything is back to normal. We have a little slowdown on the boulevard at the traffic lights. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and there are no troubles on the 31s. Be careful on your way into work, and we will see you this afternoon. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We have a Millennial Minute coming up in just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
8:40. First,
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Our amazing 10-day storm-free pattern is over. Today we have showers and storms coming in later on, especially, I think, later on this afternoon and this evening. And some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. So be ready for that. I think the main threats today will be damaging wind and hail. The tornado threat is slim to none. We can never say zero, but it's more of a damaging wind hail threat in this particular situation. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by later on this afternoon into this evening hour, ending late tonight, with a high today around 77. Tonight's low down to 53, and then tomorrow, a cooler day with a high temperature only in the 60s tomorrow behind the cold front that will bring in the stronger storms. And can't rule out a stray shower somewhere tomorrow afternoon, but the chances are relatively small. We'll be in the 40s tomorrow night. Highs only in the upper 60s on Wednesday. I think we'll be very chilly on Thursday morning, you know, maybe around 42-ish. And the afternoon high in the low 70s, and then warmer Friday. Then another storm system arrives over the upcoming weekend with the best chance of showers and storms by Saturday night. Right now, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, depending on where you are in the area. Calm winds, 94% humidity, and the temperature 55, 842.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully you had a smooth weekend without any issues. And I'm talking about, for instance, like plumbing issues, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why I can recommend our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire, because they are ready to go. Literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on a holiday, they're ready. So you can pick up the phone and know that they're never going to charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on their expertise. Well, for over two decades, they've been second to none in the River Region. I wish I knew two decades ago that they were around, because I was still searching the Yellow Pages saying, who in the world am I going to call this time? Not going to call them. Definitely not going to call them. Uh-oh. Had trouble with them. Plumbing by Luke Wire, I can recommend them highly. In fact, it's now a no-brainer whenever I have an issue. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com, and click on the Plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Coming up in moments, today's Morning Maroon nominees, First Your News, our Millennial Minute, and then we're back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left two men injured. This happened in the 4600 block of Mobile Highway. Police say both men have life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. The president of the Southern Poverty Law Center is stepping down. Richard Cohen announced his resignation in an email to his staff on Friday. He is the latest high-profile departure for the group. Earlier this month, the organization fired founder and prominent civil rights attorney Morris Dees for unspecified reasons. And several local churches came together to raise money for Lee County tornado victims. The Hand in Hand benefit concert was held at Resurrection Catholic Church. All of the proceeds go to the East Alabama Medical Center Foundation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
I quit my job. I just wasn't having any fun. Plus, I just didn't like getting up in the morning. I mean, 6 o'clock? Really? I was up last night playing Fortnite till midnight. I'm tired.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's The Commodores. Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Don't miss The Commodores.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Forgetting to take your allergy medications? Now there's an easy way to remember. Introducing new Big Benadryl. Big Benadryl comes with a prescription-strength allergy medication and a giant grandfather clock alarm bell. So if you forget to take your allergy medication, Big Benadryl reminds you. 24/7. Big Benadryl. You'll never forget to take your allergy medication again.
8:49 on News Talk, 93.1 FM, Three Men and a Lady. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. First nominee comes from overseas. 28-year-old guy named Ben Winchip. That's a very British name, isn't it?
Ben Winchip.
Mr. Winchip.
Oh, yes.
He's from Swindon.
Oh, Swindon, just south of London. South of London town.
He's getting married next month.
Oh, jolly.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's the funniest line of the morning right there, Mrs. Doubtfire.
What you sounded like.
That's my British impersonation.
That's very funny.
He's from Snowden?
Winchip.
Swindon.
I'm sorry. Swindon.
No, his last name's Winchip. From Swindon.
For the last year, he and his friends have been planning a massive bachelor party in Vegas.
No!
They kicked in $900 each for a total of $10,000 and then handed it to the best man to handle everything. And boy, did he ever. He embezzled every penny of the cash.
Oh, man.
Idiots.
Best man, my...
Ben's mother set up a GoFundMe, but they've only been able to raise about two of the missing $10,000. The guy that stole the money has been arrested and charged with fraud, and he's no longer part of the wedding party.
You don't say.
Here's another disgusting thief from Pine Lake, New Jersey.
Oh.
52-year-old guy, manager of a traveling Little League team for kids 10 and under. I'm not a fan of those. Wednesday, he and the other coaches figured out he'd stolen about $6,500 from the team fundraisers.
Oh, yeah.
They called the cops, who got in touch with Michael and told him he'd be arrested the next day. So he went to a bank and robbed it to get enough money to pay back the team.
Oh, yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
He deposited in the team's account, but the cops quickly connected the dots and matched the car from the bank robbery to him. Mm-hmm. So not only is he arrested for embezzling from the Little League, but for robbing a bank. He's going to be in jail for a long time.
Model season.
You'll have to explain to me why you don't like travel ball.
It's too much on kids that age.
It's too much on the parents, too.
It's very stressful. And by the way, one reason why you see every pitcher that gets drafted having his elbow rebuilt is because they've been throwing under competitive...
started too early.
Their bodies are still developing.
Right.
Their ulnar collateral ligaments are not worthy.
I agree.
Something like that.
Okay.
It's better than Winkler's nodule. all right, then. Hot air balloon theft is not a common crime.
No.
Somebody stole a $30,000 hot air balloon from a guy in Bloomington, Indiana earlier this year. The thief was just busted after, guess what, flying at a hot air balloon festival. You know, when you steal a hot air balloon, where are they going to look?
Yeah, let's see. Where could we find it?
It's not like you can make a really fast getaway.
Well, I mean, a $30,000 theft,
come and get me.
That's big deal. And the cops in Indiana knew of a festival in Florida, so they asked the cops down there to keep an eye for it. Sure enough, he was there.
Wow.
The owner of the balloon decided not to press charges against the thief. He just wants his balloon back. And a tow company is going to bring it back to Indiana. He was lucky. He could have been charged with a felony. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
It's the hot air balloon.
It's got to be, well, I mean, either one of these. I mean, the best man embezzler.
Yeah.
Little League creep.
I don't like the Little League creep just for the, that's just.
He just, I mean.
That's just wrong.
To take advantage of.
Yeah, the fundraisers and just taking the money.
But you know what? When you're a bunch of guys.
But the hot air balloon guy is stupid.
Yeah. I mean, how do you hide that? You just can't fence a hot air balloon. But
the hot air balloon guy's stupid.
If you've ever seen a typical male wedding party, that anybody would trust anybody else with $10,000, that's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
It's almost like...
Oh, it's not very clever.
They're all worthy.
What an embezzle. What an ultramaroon.
Embezzlement is the word I think
we're talking about. Yeah, wasn't the best judge of best man.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
This is tough.
Oh, hello, it's me, Emily. I'm a good friend, Jay, my best mate.
Well, now you've veered off into...
I don't...
Now you've veered off into...
My coffee's cold.
Was it Bon Scott, whatever?
ACDC? I wasn't quite to ACDC yet, but...
Getting close.
You know what they don't have in jolly old England? Is the seafood bistro. It's here. God. Right over yonder way.
Anyway,
just pissed off a whole entire kingdom.
A kingdom? Entire kingdom. Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. It's just right down from the station. You can call them at 279-7500 is the phone number to reach them. They open at 11 o'clock today and every day. And so maybe you got something planned. You know, the Auburn Tigers, of course, they're going to be playing in that Sweet 16 this Friday night at 6:30. You can put in an order now for your chicken wings.
Rusty, did you get that?
You can put them in an order now for your chicken wings and the wing flavors they've got with the lemon pepper, which is my personal favorite. But they've also got some great ones that are kind of signature to them. The Sweet Saigon Heat, the Cajun Style Hot Chicken, the Craven Cajun as well. The entire menu for the Seafood Bistro is online at their website. Just go to theseafoodbistro.com and you can see everything there on the... Thank you, McQueen. Everything there on the menu. You can put your order in. It'll be ready when you get there. And you can use the delivery apps on your phone as well. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Me sticks. 8:56 News and Views. Dan Morris. And, of course, Happy Hour this afternoon. Gee, is there anything going on in the news that we can all find to talk about today? I wonder.
Mr. Sandman. time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Salmon has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Seminoles, Volunteers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolverines, would you believe what the Duck Organ's in as a 12 seed, the Sweet 16.
Well, in addition to the Sweet 16 tournament coming up this week, Rich and I are going to be very excited because baseball is back on Thursday, opening day.
Yep.
Oh, the Max Capital City Classic is tomorrow.
Tomorrow night at Riverwalk.
There are still a few seats available for that, by the way.
I was going to say, it's probably a sellout because it is every year, but you say there are some
single seats here and there, yes. So if you
How exciting. I'm glad for y'all that baseball is back.
Well, you see, when you're raised in the North, it's New Year's Day. You've been through these dreadful, like he went through in Cleveland, I went through in Chicago, months of horrible snow and ice-packed sidewalks, and then baseball.
You know, you're saying it. We're happy for y'all. Like we're rooting for lacrosse. And good luck with that.
I don't think it's just that. I think also you guys were raised in places that had teams.
Yeah, it's just.
No, I've said that. The reason it's I spent a whole show registering local baseball fans at 23.
If you hear me on the timeline.